Breaking news this evening, UN Ambassador Susan Rice withdraws her name from consideration as Secretary of State in the face of what promised to be a difficult Senate confirmation battle.
Joining us to talk more about it, Craig Gordon, Managing Editor at Politico. Good to have you back, Craig.
Always good to be here. Thanks.
So give us the lowdown. What happened here?
Look, I think political reality set in is what happened. I think there are a lot of Democrats that were kind of spoiling for a fight here. Susan Rice was viewed as a leading contender, ran into a lot of opposition from John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Kelly Ayotte, who's kind of emerging as a kind of a defense hawk in the Senate. They did not like her explanation of the Benghazi situation where the Libyan ambassador was killed. Susan Rice, they felt, was giving some different answers on that than what was the truth. And they essentially vowed to block her. Now, as I say, I think there were a lot of Democrats, and maybe even the number one Democrat, Barack Obama, who might have wanted a fight over this, thinking that Susan Rice, deserved the job. But I think at some point when you have powerful senators like that not in her corner, there just really wasn't very far her nomination was going to get. And as I say, she decided to just withdraw her name.
Is John Kerry the leading contender for the job now, Craig?
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, I'd almost be shocked if it were anybody but John Kerry. I think there's a what John Kerry ran for president in 2004, obviously got beat by George W. Bush in the aftermath of 9/11. I think there's a certain affection for Kerry and the party in terms of like, hey, you know, he kind of took one for the team in 04. Let's give him this. Kerry has made no secret of his desire to be Secretary of State someday, and had been close to Obama off and on. He was an early endorser of Obama in 08, was the Mitt Romney stand-in in some of the debate prep in 2012. Hard not to see how it ends up being John Kerry.
Craig, from the people you talked to, how much was this really about Benghazi, and how much was maybe a personality clash with some key members on Capitol Hill?
Heavily personality. I think, I don't know if folks remember, it was a little before Thanksgiving, John McCain, who had been opposing Rice, had said, look, if Ambassador Rice wants to come up and kind of give me her side of the story, I'd be only too happy to hear it. And in the ways of Washington, I think everybody said, like, okay, he's kind of easing his opposition. There's a sort of a choreography that happens now. She goes up. Some might say kisses the ring. They come out, all smiles for the camera, and she goes on to be Secretary of State. Instead, John McCain walked out of that meeting with Lindsey Graham and Kelly Ayotte as well and said, I'm more upset than I was before. I'm more troubled by her answers than I was before. She had a second chance with Susan Collins, the very moderate senator from Maine, kind of blew that audition as well. And Collins came out and said, I'm more troubled than I was before. And at that point, now you've got four very powerful senators lined against you. I think she just kind of missed her chance to kind of make amends. We don't know what happened in those meetings, but obviously did not go well.
All right. Thank you, Craig.